I'm Matt Terrio, CEO of Epic Real Estate, by the way. And today I want to share with you the number one thing that will impact your real estate investing more than anything else, that you could do.
This is Terrio Media.
You know, I just moved into my new office and I'm still getting settled, trying to balance my workload with unpacking, and I get a little sidetracked here and there going through boxes that I'm unpacking, and I'm coming across stuff that, oh yeah, I remember that, or where did I get this, or where did this come from, or oh yeah, I meant to be looking at this, or I always wanted to get back to this. And I came across this book, 1001 Things You Need to Know About Life. That little sub headline there said that you were not taught in school. And so this book kind of stopped me in my tracks because I did not recognize it. I don't know when I got it or where I got it for that matter. So I was like, let me see. Let me just check. It's a good title. It piqued my interest. Let me see what's number one in the book, because there's 1001 things. So I'm just going to go to number one. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read it to you. Number one, think twice before you give your word. Come hell or high water, you must honor your commitments and keep your promises. You will be tempted to agree to participate in projects, attend events, support causes, or enter relationships simply to patronize someone or to get them out of your hair. Once you have given your word, you should honor your promise, regardless to how distasteful it may be when it comes time to follow through. And I was like, wow, that's a really good starting point. And coincidentally, that's, and maybe even ironically, or maybe it was meant to be, this is how I start every single Epic Intensive. We just finished one a couple weeks ago, and we got another one on the books for next year. So stay tuned. But we start every single Epic Intensive with this conversation, because it truly is the number one thing that you could be doing that's going to impact favorably your real estate investing, not to mention your overall life. And we define integrity inside of the Epic community as say what you're going to do, and then do what you say, and do it for no other reason than you gave your word to it, that you said you were going to do it. That's what we call integrity. It makes life work. It makes business work. It makes the overall world work. I mean, imagine your business right now if you did everything that you said you were going to do. I mean, just think back about it. You know, from as far back as you formulate a thought that you can remember your thoughts. If you did in life everything that you said you were going to do, you know, what would your business look like right now? What would your life look like right now? And that's a big eye opener for people. Wow, I said I was going to do this, but I never did it. Or I said I was going to go over there or take this trip or do that adventure, and I never did it. Just think about that, what you give your word to and which words that you actually honor. Now, the next thing, which will really start to open up and have a big impact, is imagine if everyone that you've ever worked with or encountered with did what they said they were going to do. What would life look like? You know, as human beings, naturally, there's almost a bigger epiphany there in the regard to, if everyone else did that, what they said they were going to do, you know, I'd be much further along. And because we all think that we honor our words more than other people honor theirs. It's just a natural tendency of human beings, the way we're wired. We like to point the fingers. We like to blame others, other situations and circumstances. So there's a test that we do in the Epic Intensive, and we can do that test right now really quickly. It's really easy. But it's going to tell you how much integrity that you have. And you really don't have integrity. Let me correct that. You don't have integrity, or you don't not have integrity. You're just in integrity, or you're out of integrity. And so the whole objective is just to stay in integrity more often than you're out of it, because no one's ever in it all the time. As much as we may try, we're always going to break that integrity, and we just have to restore it. And I'll show you how to do that in a second too. But here's a good indicator, a good test to tell whether you are more in integrity or not. So think about your spouse. If you're not married, think about your significant other. If you're not in a relationship, think about your last relationship. And imagine this conversation happening. You come home and you tell your sweetheart, hey, I know that you hate taking out the trash. I know that's the bane of your existence. You hate it. And because I love you so much, I just want you to know that I will do this indefinitely for you. You'll never have to take out the trash again. And imagine having that conversation. Now, imagine what the response would be. would they say, oh, baby, I love you. Thank you so much. I'm so glad I never have to do this. This is why I'm with you, because you do all of these great things for me. Thank you so much. And thank you for thinking of me. Or would the response be, yeah, I'll believe it when I see it? Which response would you get? And that's going to be a good indicator, a true test as to whether you are more in integrity in that relationship or out of it. And again, it's not good or bad. There's no right or wrong. There's just something now for you to do. It's just to stay in integrity more than you're not. And one way to do that, if we all break our word, right? So whenever you feel like you're about to break your word or you just broke your word, you need to get in communication right away and restore integrity. For example, if you're on the freeway and you're going to be late and you're in traffic, as soon as you know you're going to be late, pick up that phone. Well, maybe you shouldn't dial the phone while you're hands-free phone. And call the person that you're meeting and let them know, hey, traffic is really bad and I'm going to be a little bit late. And let them know, because that has a big impact on the other person on the other side, because they're waiting for you, right? Or if you got in the car late, fess up to it. Hey, I got in the car late and traffic is bad. I know I said I was going to be there at 11, but it looks like it's going to be more about around 11:20 now. And just make a re-promise, right? You're just going to, hey, I broke this promise. Now I'm going to make a new promise. And boom, integrity is restored. Alrighty, so do that. Do that inside of your real estate investing business. And there's nothing else that you could do than that, than have a more favorable impact on your results. Alrighty, and so extra credit. Share this with your friends, with your family, with your associates, your employees. Share this with your vendors, maybe even your boss. And when you all have the same distinction around integrity, your results, they're going to soar. So God bless to your success. I'm Matt Terrio in my new studio, and I will see you next time. All right, take care. Bye.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.